what I'm kind of, but you know, called off service last week. Heard the weather this morning. I thought, well, it's, you know, going to get rough, going to be about time church. Then I had this thought. I thought, that happened last Wednesday.
Wait a minute.
See, when you see patterns in your life of things trying to stop the will of God, you better smell the roses.
Yeah.
And so I just rebuked it right quick, hallelujah. And then later on this afternoon, I was thinking about it, and I thought, well, man, I mean, I know I'm dogmatic. I'm not really looking for a reason to call off service, but I'm liable to call somebody to drive in the storm. You know why? Because y'all faith. So Satan tried to use that on me. And then, you know, finally decided, I said, glory to God. I said, we're going. We're going, praise God, we're going to have church. Thankful we did. That thing just blew right on around.
Amen.
Of course, you know what? Some of us might have had something to do with that rebuke. That's what a faith-filled life will cause you to do. It calls you to fight for the things that you know is God in your life, that you know is the will of God in your life. Would you really have faith? There's a force there that causes you to go forward, to do what you need to do to attain what God said in the Bible. Hallelujah. And you know what? I don't see in the Bible, I mean, I'm hearing it, you know, out in the world. The world's always talking. They're always, there's an influence. There's a spirit of the world. There's a spirit of fear. There's an antichrist spirit. There's an unbelief spirit, spirits of unbelief. All that in this world is full of it. So I'm hearing it out there, you know, in the workforce and things are getting hard. Better buy up a bunch of groceries and Putin's war, and I'm hearing everything, you know, out there, and everything, and I just keep turning back to that Bible in my heart and in my mind. My God will supply all of my needs. I don't know about everybody else, but my God's bigger than what's going on. It's called a faith-filled life.
Glory to God.
Not depending on the economy, not depending on the outward things, and, you know, and outward finances. There ain't nothing wrong. I mean, we believe in God to increase.
Amen.
I believe God to increase more and more because that Bible says it. It ain't really because I really care that much about money. It's a piece of paper.
Yep.
But it solves problems.
Yep.
It pays your bills. It pays your light bill. It gets you nicer cars and all that stuff, you know, so you ain't got to be broke down on the road every time you try to go to work or go to church or go to the dog, whatever you go with. Hallelujah. So I fully am convinced that God wants us walking a faith-filled life, a life full of faith, that when circumstances come up in our life that are negative, we stand against it, hallelujah. When a mountain comes up, we speak to the mountain. But if we got to climb that mountain, we don't complain. We just go, Lord, if this mountain is for me to go through, well, I'm going to go over it. Instead of saying, oh, God, oh, things are getting bad. Hey, man, we got a bunch of complainers out in the world. They complain about their job. They complain about their body. They complain about their headache. They complain about their finances. You know? And that's what the Bible says. They murmured against Moses because Moses was trying to lead them to the promised land.
Right.
You know, I thought about it today. I thought, you know what, Lord? People that has a problem with churches. I wasn't just talking about this church. They're the problem.
Right. Yeah.
God established the church. God established the gatherings. God anoints the gatherings. He anoints it for the work of the ministry. And people that are against it, there's people against the church.
Yeah.
There's going to be people against you. Who do they think they are believing for getting raised in the church at work? Who do they think they are? Better than we are. They believe they can be healed and we got to go to the doctor. You're going to hear all that stuff to try to make you feel guilty that you are believing for something that comes from through Jesus, your healing. I speak to my body just about every day. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet because your word says, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. Now, you know what? You got to work on that every day to where faith begins to rise and faith begins to reign and rule in your heart and in your mind that is the will of God and you can walk in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell a monkey about a job, you know, and I mean, you know, I tell people it took me 20-something years to get where I'm at. In business, I get into places where you know, just anybody just really can't go. You got things God's did and in my life and all that stuff, you know. And but I told Monty, I said, I didn't do it. He did.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord makes you rich. You have your trust in the blessing, not in your job, not in, but it will come through natural means. The money just don't come out of heaven. God will open doors. The Bible says the earth and everything in it belongs to Him. The gold and silver is mine, says the Lord. I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I got a few hills. And man, mine's popping girls. I've got 5 already this year. 5 girls. Usually they're more dominant boys. I'm like, yeah, my herd's going fast, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just had one today. Little girl. I pulled out there and I said, man, there's another little girl. There's 5 of them out here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, cleaned off 12. See, you ought to be dreaming in your life. I'm not talking about just me. That's my dream. That's what I'm believing God for. And each one of us needs to have dreams and desires. Well, you might not care less about a cow. Well, good. Rejoice with me.
Amen.
Some of you might like motorcycles. I'm going to believe for you 3 of them so you'll be a happy camper. Hallelujah. God's not against blessing us. The Bible said that He give us all things richly to enjoy. I enjoy that. Whatever you enjoy, I mean, you've got to find vision in your life. Get out and plant flowers. Do something. Get out. Do something you enjoy. And well, I just don't feel like it. I know it. That's why you got to get up and do something about it. You got a dream. You've got to believe God. God, I'm going to be better tomorrow than I am today. I'm going to feel better tomorrow than I am than I feel today, God. God, I'm going to increase and get better and better and better. If it's sickness.
Amen.
I just call it driving it out of me. I don't let it stay long.
Amen.
I just drive it out.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said, Lord, your word is working mightily in me. See, with the Word of God, when we let it in there, put it in there, and keep it in there, it does, it's doing a supernatural work. It's building supernatural faith. It's building a confidence in God that'll cause mountains to move. And then when you, the next hard trial you come to, you'll be like, nah, done killed a bear, done killed a lion. This Philistine's going down just like him. He actually talked to the Philistine. See, we need to be speaking to those things that we know is against the will of God in our life.
Yeah.
Some people call it foolish. The Bible says in Proverbs that I'll eat good by the fruit of my mouth.
Right.
Death and life is in the power of my tongue. Used to, I spoke death. I didn't know you're supposed to be speaking things, calling those things that be not as though. But when I got in the Bible and heard the preaching and seen the preaching, I started changing that thinking. Well, you can call it Fruit Loop Christian if you want to. It's powerful.
Amen.
I've had people tell me, I don't know why you want to go around confessing that. Sounds like you're arrogant. I said, you don't know how broke I was.
Right.
You don't know how messed up my marriage was.
Right.
You don't know how I wanted to commit suicide, and I don't know more. You don't know. It's not arrogance. It's thankfulness that He's given me power over all the powers of darkness.
Man.
You know, it's like Monty getting out. I've done it. I went down the road and stopped my truck, devil bothering me, and got out, went around, opened the door right in the middle of traffic, prayed God and told Him, get out of my truck. And I imagined him getting out, and then I slammed the door, and I said, don't get in there again, you idiot.
Amen.
I went back around, got in, and punched it like a new to have him. Take that, devil. Well, all I was doing was demonstrating my power to him. The Bible says, resist him, and he has to what?
Flee.
Well, flee don't mean I can't get out over here. Well, let him out.
Amen.
He comes to thoughts in my mind, but God, I cast them out.
Amen.
The Bible says casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Well, how do you know what the beauty of obedience of Christ is? His Word.
Amen.
The Word of God is how you do that.
Amen.
Satan said you ain't going to never be nobody. Say, liar, you can't tell the truth. I know you lie.
Amen.
You're the father of lies. You're telling me that, so I won't believe what the truth is.
Amen.
You're telling me I'm going to always be broken. My marriage ain't going to never change where I won't believe what the Word of God says.
Amen.
He does that to keep us from getting that Word in there, praise God.
Amen.
See, we're supposed to live a faith-filled life. I was thinking about my mom, and the Lord put it on my heart to go and teach her how to tithe. She had heard about tithing. And so I went to her, and she drawed $600-something a month. You know, I don't remember what it was, and then maybe $10-$15 for food stamps, whatever. Not enough.
Right. Yep.
And so I went down there, and I taught her. It took about 2.5-3 months, you know. And finally, after minutes, see, faith comes by hearing, not what you heard. See, you need faith about healing every day. You need new manna every day about finances, every day about your body, every day. Faith comes by hearing, not by what we heard in 1968 or whatever.
Right.
We need that fresh manna all the time. And as we meditate God's word and all that, the Holy Spirit will feed us. He will strengthen us. He will quicken things to us. We'll get revelation all the time in things.
Amen.
Well, finally my mom got it. Called Teresa, you know the story, but the Lord reminded me this evening. He said, how did she go out? I said, with a shout.
Amen.
When she went out of here, she left every one of her kids. Teresa wrote the checks. I don't remember how much it was. It don't matter. That's not my point. Every one of her kids that was living got money.
Glory God.
From a broke mama.
Amen.
That learned how to honor God. That learned how to quit putting her trust in her $650 a month. They learned how to believe God beyond what her job was or what her income was. And you know what? I seen them right after that. They come up with meals on wheels. And I'm going to tell you, her deep freezes were full. She was feeding her dogs better than she ate. Her dogs were like her babies. And I mean, you know, I called her, had to call her up one time. And I said, Mama, you got too much money in the bank. Yeah, go on, you're going to have to get some money out. She's going to take your check. Well, I got how much I got in there, and I told her, you know. Well, bring me $20. I said, you need to get more than 20 out. She just wanted me to bring her $20. She didn't need nothing, but I'd take her 20 here, 20 there, stick it up. I'd say, where do you want it? Hide it under that cup up there. Because you knew her kids and grandkids to steal it. So you had to hide it. You sure don't nail it on the door. It'll be gone the first visit. But my point in that, my mom left out of here blessed. She left out of here, she told Teresa, she said, I don't want none of my bills not paid. I want all of my bills paid, every bill paid, and then I want the rest split between my kids. Now my point in that is, she knew the Lord a long time. But it's not what we know. We can know, the Bible says, don't be hearers of the word, but be doers. Be embracers of the word, you know. And so, every now and then, I'd go back down there and I'd say, still mad at me, Mom? Oh, what, boy? About that tithing stuff. All right, get out of here, leave me alone. I said, it works, don't it, Mom? I said, look, you're blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in here, you know. I even went and ministered to her to fight while she was on her sick bed. You know, it's kind of, if you're wrapped up in your emotion, poor old mama, you can't minister faith.
Right.
You cannot do it. You can't look at how mama looks. You can't look at how somebody looks. You get in your emotions. You don't minister faith out of your emotion.
Right.
You're separated. You separate it out.
Right.
So you walk in. I walked into my mama one time we went through and she went into common. A lot of my family was kind of upset, you know, in the natural, understandable, because it looked like I didn't care. But I'm fasting, and I'm on a fast, and I'm asking the Lord, what do I do here, Lord? What do I do? And I've not heard anything, so I'm not doing nothing. If God ain't speaking to me, I'm not doing it. Right. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
You know? And so anyways, I think it was around the third day. They'd called me up a couple of days into it there, so, and she'd been in a coma with no medicine and all that, not eating, you know, not drinking. And the doctor wants you to come out. I said, I'm not coming. ain't going to tell them I don't feel led. They don't even know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So anyways, the Lord speaks to me then. And the Lord said, go. How many knows when he told Peter to walk on the water, get out of the boat?
Right.
It's time to go. When God said do it, God said start a bidding, God said to go be healed, God said, ask my pastor one time, I said, when do I quit believing for people that are sick? He said, when they're not breathing. Now that's kind of sounded dogmatic to me right then. Because I've been in the hospitals where they're laying there, they in a coma and everything else. The tubes everywhere, running out everywhere, and you look like there is no way they're coming out of that. And see them come out. Because you refuse to look in the natural. The Bible says, we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen, the things that are eternal. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Well, I went over there. I just went right on, didn't knock, went right on in there, went in my mama's bedroom, shut the door, grabbed her by the toe, prayed God and rebuked death and rebuked that spirit of death and all of that, confessed the word and whatever I said over. I said, in Jesus' name be healed. I didn't see nothing. See, whenever you're taking authority, don't look to see in the natural if it's working.
Amen.
I walked out of there, got in my truck, went down the road, and I said, it's a matter of time, Satan. You ain't got her. She's not leaving here with sickness and disease. You got it? And I done him like you did.
Right.
Down those lines. Sickness and disease is not of God, and it's not taking my mom out of here.
Amen.
Well, you know what happened, but God, the doctor went in the next morning. My sisters wouldn't even go in there because they was expecting their eyes to be opened, you know, dead. Mm-hmm. Doctor went in there the next morning, praise God. He opened the door, went in there, and she looked at that doctor and she said, if you don't give me my medicine, you are fired. She done come back alive.
Amen.
See, we were dead and we became alive unto God.
Amen.
You know, I mean, I got away from the Lord one time, went back in. You know, the Bible says that a backslider will be filled with his own ways.
Right.
A backslider at heart. And so I started drifting back into fear, drifting back into bondage, drifting back into drugs, drifting back into jealousy and all of that stuff. And I couldn't control how I felt anymore. But God, and I got down and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent. I repent, Lord. And you know what? He renewed me right then, but God, and that never happened to me again.
Amen.
See, even though I was dead again spiritually, he raised me up. He's a good God.
Amen.
Good, good, good God.
Amen.
He's a good God. He said he would with it, and it's the will of God. See, he said he would that none should perish. He didn't want Scotty to perish.
Right.
He didn't want me to backslide and walk away from God and not experience the kingdom. He would that none should perish.
Glory
and you know what? From then till now, I'm one blessed dude. Blessed going in, blessed going out. And I'm not saying that arrogantly. I know that I'm nothing, but I know that he is my Lord. I know that his word trumps everything in the natural if I will get it in my heart and use it, praise
right.
God.
Amen.
I know. Amen. I know in whom I put my trust in, praise God. And you know what? I'm pretty dangerous to the devil right now, and I ain't been about 25 years old in the Lord.
Amen.
You wait till I get 40 and 50. Travis still now starting to get some wisdom. He's 30. He thought he knew everything at 18. But he's now finding out. When I had open heart surgery, and he had to take over the business and run the food ministry and get the church, take care of church, he found out what kind of man he was. Praise God. But if you'd have talked to him I've heard him, I can handle the business, I can handle it all, I can handle it all, I can do it all and handle it all. And look out, he's begging me while I'm in the hospital, and I get out of the hospital to take the phone. I ain't got home yet. Reckon you can answer the phone, Dad. Why? Because every phone call he gets is a problem.
Yep.
But you know what? He needed turned on to that. It caused him to realize I've got to get stronger. I've got to. He just told me not the other day. He said I got to beef it up a little more.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He just said I got to beef it up a little more, just out of the blue. Well, what's he doing? Growing up. If the devil's mashing your taters every day. You're going to have to grow up a little.
Right.
Go ahead and tell him, I don't need you mashing my taters. I'm putting them in a blender.
Right.
I don't like mine lumpy. I like mine smooth. Hallelujah. It's called walking a faith-filled life.
Amen.
You know, and discipline. You know, Paul talks about people that run the race. He talks about people that run the race. He said those that run a race, they run it to win.
Right.
And he talks about, he said that they have discipline. They have discipline. Well, I discipline myself to think on God's word.
Right.
I discipline myself to fast often.
Amen.
Because I want to. It's not because I want to fast. I want to. And you know what? It keeps me from becoming hogger. You know, it helps me from having a spirit of gluttony.
Right.
It's called the spirit of gluttony in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Eat everything you see.
Right.
And so it's called discipline. Paul was talking about those that discipline themselves. They're running to win.
Right.
I'm not going to be a Christian end up, you know, later on in life and say, God, I missed out on so much, man. Just because I wouldn't fight to come to church on Wednesday night. You know what? I could have had all y'all laying at home tonight.
Yeah.
All I had to do is not discipline myself.
Yeah.
The TV told me I needed to. My emotions told me I needed to. I could see Sandy driving from New Lake in a storm blowing her off the road. Or a bull thing. And so these things I was considering, you know, I'm telling you that because these things try to talk us out of the will of God, our emotions. See, but when I look on the inside, God said, God uses treason. I'd be gone time church gets here. I'm like, oh man, can't you just agree with me where it calls service off? I didn't tell her that. If you'll agree with me a little bit, we just won't do the will of God, man. We'll just, you know. And look what all of y'all would have been missing out on.
Amen.
Look what I'd have been missing. I feel the anointing. I'm glad I come to church, man. I got to sing and feel the anointing in there. Got to hear testimony of how powerful God is. He's an on-time God, right on time.
Amen.
I got to hear that. Got to see our buddy back there,
Amen.
Shannon.
Hallelujah.
We love you, dude.
Right.
We've been praying for you, believing for you. You better believe we have. Ain't none of us not been praying for you and believing for you. Hallelujah. We love you, man. You're going to make it. You're going to be better than you was.
Amen.
You made a choice tonight.
Yeah.
This is the best day of the rest of your life.
Amen.
Jesus is the way. He's the way to that faith-filled good life.
Hallelujah.
Feeling the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
Knowing that our future is bright. I'm not looking for a dim future.
Man.
Look at all of y'all here tonight. This is Wednesday. What happened to y'all? You ain't been seeing none of you. I'm like, man, where's everybody at? Now tonight, I'm like, hey, everybody's here. It's fasting and pushing into the Lord's working.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Right.
See, give me that scripture. I believe it's Psalms 105, maybe. Psalms something. Yeah. We sang it.
That's right.
We sang that tonight, and I said, yeah, Lord, I got that wrote down on the notebook.
Amen.
We sang that tonight. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path.
Amen.
It illuminates where I'm at,
yep.
And it shows me where I'm going.
Amen.
The word of God tells me when I'm sick that I'm healed. The word of God right where I'm at, if I will take that and I will say, no, glory to God, it don't make no difference what the bills say, it don't make no difference. The word of God, see, that's lighting a path right where you at. And then giving you future hope, future confidence, that but because of what you're believing, that it's a light, it's a light to your path.
Amen.
Lamp unto your feet and a light. You know, back when I mean, look. I know it might sound crazy, but I don't know. But when I fell in love with Teresa, I fell in love with her. Now, we made a lot of mistakes. I mean, both of us made a lot of mistakes. We were without God. We were serving the devil and just, you know, trying to have a good time and different things, you know. And she's all I loved.
Yeah.
When I fell in love with her, she's all I wanted.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of crazy stuff that didn't look like that was really what I wanted.
Right.
But, you know, when I got born again... When I got born again, I cried for 4 hours. But it wasn't tears of sadness. It was tears of joy. the Lord cleansing me on the inside. And I could see how I'd hurt people. See, it was a lot. It was a lamp to my feet. His word came in. Jesus came in. I let him in. How many knows the Bible says that he is the word made flesh and dwelt among us?
Amen.
John 1. And you know what? Then, after that happened, you know, I heard the Lord. And the Lord, he said, if you'll follow me, I'll bring your family back. You know, and I thought, well, praise God, I can, you know. So I get up and I start going to church and all that, and confidence began to rise. Because I was doing what he said, confidence began to rise that she would come back to me. And look where she's at right now.
Amen. Glory to
God.
Yeah, she's under a little attack right now. Listen, things are temporary on this earth. Temporary.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We own it.
Amen.
Told my brother one time, he said, I hate you, Hattie. I'm sorry. I said, it's good, man. I'm a better man now. See, I didn't look at that as bad.
Yeah.
I would not look at it as bad. I looked at it, but God, this is way how the Lord wanted to intervene in my life, but God, and I'm going to be better than I have been. And I'm better today physically than I have been in 10 or 15 years. And I'm not telling you that by faith. I can drive fence posts without hurting. I can tow garage doors out of the building without hurting. Off of the trailer without hurting between and having to stop halfway there. I don't ever hurt.
Amen.
Every now and then I'll have a little pain there. Satan says, it's your heart. I'll say, shut up, you idiot.
Right.
I got a new one in there. I got new veins. Them lasted 50 years and I got new ones out of my legs and it'll last another 50. I'm going to live them. So shut up.
Amen.
Well, it's a hard flow to quit any minute. Well, it'll be answer for this body to be present with the Lord, ain't it? So what have I got to fear?
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
You ain't going to get me in fear over it. If Satan could kill me, it'd kill me way back there before I got saved.
That's right.
He ain't got that kind of power. Hallelujah.
Right.
So see, all I'm saying is combat the issues at hand with the word of God, because it is a lamp unto your feet and a light to your path. It's a light that will show you victory past that tunnel you're in.
Amen.
And you know what? The Lord began to show me what to do. He told me to anoint my house. How many knows ain't nothing wrong with you anointing your house today? Let God, you want things to change? Go get some anointing oil, anoint your house.
Amen.
Put it over the doorpost of your house. Go over there to your doorpost if you're having trouble with the devil. We read in the Old Testament that they couldn't cross over the blood.
Amen.
In Jesus' blood. And we can apply that blood today. There's still power in the blood. So we can apply that blood by faith. So just go put it over the doorpost of your house by faith. I'm applying the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that no foul spirit or death spirit can enter into my house. And if there's any in here, Lord, this blood's going to drive them right out. That might sound stupid, but it's biblical.
Amen.
It's Bible.
Right.
I walk out of my house and I tell the Lord most mornings, I say, thank you, Lord. My job's let me down. You never have. Thank you, Lord. Your blessing has always kept me on top, Lord. Even when it looked like I was going under, God, I relied on one scripture in your Bible that says no man has left mother and father and lands and brothers and sisters for my sake in the gospel and lost anything. But he shall receive 100-fold in this life and go to heaven.
Amen.
I stood on that and saved my home, my church.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, I know it.
Amen.
Now when the trial comes, I'm like, ha, ha, I don't want to work. No man has left father and mother and land. Now I'm confident.
Hallelujah.
I used it once. I killed a bear with it. I killed a lion with it. And then I whooped it out there on giant Goliath with it. Sword. He pulled his own weapon out. Cut his head off with his own weapon. Well, the Bible talks about in Ephesians over the work did the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It slices up poverty. It slices up sickness and disease. Hallelujah. See, God created us to heal. Slice yourself and you begin to heal. Your blood will clot up. And God made you to heal from within.
Amen.
How much more without anointing?
Amen.
Was it Smith Wigglesworth, I believe it was, that went over there and they had a...
John G. Lake.
If you don't know about him, look him up. We probably got some books on him in here. But he was... Now, he wouldn't even have a newspaper in his house, you know. I mean, dedicated to the Word. I mean, just saturated in the Word. But there was a disease killing people, kind of like COVID. Worse than COVID. So the Lord told him, I want you to go over there. They told him, you can't go over there. It's going to kill you. He said, it can't kill me. He went over there and he told him, he said, put it on me. He said, put a microscope. He made him put a microscope on it and told him, put that on him, and it died.
Hallelujah.
And then he went healing them, getting them healed.
Yeah.
And that's what caused it. It's kind of like that guy told me, when you're preaching about COVID. No, I'm not preaching about COVID.
Yeah.
COVID has slapped us in the face here, and we're taking authority over COVID. There's a difference.
Right.
If I'm coming here saying, well, y'all better be getting your shots and get boosted up, and good God Almighty, don't leave home or wear 18 masks. Fauci says 4, do it better, but get you 8. Then you could say I was preaching on that.
Yeah.
See, the Word of God causes me to combat whatever comes against us.
Amen.
It's just I can't help it.
Amen.
It just seems like I just can't help it. Amen. Some people call it political. No, if God told me I want to be president,
amen,
I'll shut all the media down. But God, I'll shut y'all all down that ain't preaching about Jesus. We don't want to hear about oil or nothing. Y'all just go do your job, drill the oil, and let's hear about Jesus all across America. Y'all go do your jobs, and I'm the president. I'm running the show now. I want all y'all stations. I want all these preachers on every local station in every city. That's why they won't vote me then. He's going in there, Jesus is going in there. Because if we go, but you know what? We do our part down here. We're the restraining force. We don't get caught up in the politics that's going on. No, we're caught up in God and His will. And we want God in the government, God in their city, God as cop. We want Him in. We want Christians in every arena that is available. Because the Bible says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. So I want to encourage you. You know, some of you may be facing things. If you ain't, you will. Chapters of life change. Time goes by. People pass on. People come into our life. You know, people get married. I mean, when Aubrey and them gets married, they're going to marry into some family. I don't know how that family's going to be, but I'm going to believe now.
Amen.
She ain't married a heathen. She ain't going out with no heathen. She ain't leaving this church. He's going to have to change churches. He's coming here. Travis wasn't allowed to go to best church when we had service. Go to your revivals over there. I'm Daddy. And I'll tell her I'm Papa. And Daddy agrees with Papa. It's not about trying to run around. I know what we got here. I know we got the Spirit of God here. And I know she's not going to marry. He ain't going to get no little Delilah.
Right.
I cut him off. Papa's going probably go on dates here in about 10 years. Y'all want to go on a date? Papa'll be ready by the time y'all leave. Papa's going, grandma needs to be out of the house. She's going to clean for a while. But God, we just want to go to the park, Papa. Yep, I'm ready. Let me go get my shorts on, sunshades, and get my roll-out cot. I'm going to take a nap while y'all at the park. Papa's going to the park. Why? Because there ain't no babies going to be made at no park around here. See, I know. I used to be down there. See, now I could be lazy. Well, it's going to mess with my life. I could be laying around. No, the hand of the diligent bears rue. The hand of the diligent will bear rue, bless God. See, we got to be diligent over confessing over our finances, the blessing of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I might be going through a trial now, Lord, but this is just a trial. It's temporary, Lord. I might not feel very spiritual, Lord, but I don't walk by the way I feel, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Tell him I love you, Jesus. I love you, and I've proved it. I'm here, Lord, and I'm talking to you.
Amen.
Right. I don't always feel like I love the Lord.
Right.
That might be shocking to you.
Right.
Well, did you? That's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
Sometimes I don't feel like I love Teresa. I can't believe you say that, Steph, in church. Well, why would I want to lie?
Right.
But I prove that I'm there.
Yeah.
My grandbabies, I made a commitment. They come to our house. Our house is spending out every Tuesday night. Sometimes it's hectic. Sometimes it ain't. I mean, you know how it is. But you know what? I should have tried to shut everything down unless something is just, I'm there for my grandbabies on Tuesday.
Amen.
That's just me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there for them. I'm going to teach them how to plant a garden. And I'll bet she don't want to do it. I told her, I said, okay, baby. I said, now Papa needs to know. Because she's only 7, Johnny. Now I might be rushing her. I said, now Papa needs to know, because I'm fixing to go get that trailer down there, and I'm going to build you a little thing over where we can set your produce on it and all that. I said, we're going to plant that garden out there. I said, but we're going to have to work. And she thinks about how hot it is in that garden. And I said, do you want me to or not? No. I said, okay, Papa won't do it this year. I got to teach them. You know, we got to teach. We got, but you know what? God gives us wisdom to do that.
Right.
That's not just a natural thing. That's, we got to teach them. God told them in the Bible, talk about me when you're sitting there eating bread. Talk about me when you're eating lunch. Talk about me when you, you know, teach your kids. He said, put up these 12 stones representing the 12 tribes. He said, make a memorial here. He said, and then when they asked, what did he do? Just tell them. So we gotta be aware and be aggressive against the enemy, against doubt, unbelief, the way you feel, sickness and disease, and the enemy trying to slip things in. Walked up there, I thought, you know what, I could get out of the hustle and bustle of this business. I walked up there to that place in Addison up there, it's Clayton's or something, I don't know what it is. I said, do y'all need somebody to go to work? Like that, and she looked at me and she said, yes. I said, now I'm talking about I need big money. We'll put in your resume. We need people. I thought, no. I told her, I said, nah, I'm just kidding, man. I don't need a job. Shoot, I could go to work right up there, sitting right beside them, making that big money.
Mm-hmm.
I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you're so good.
Yeah.
You're just so good. You got me up here where I'm not like, could I get a job or not, man? If the enemy goes, no, man. People told me, somebody told me the other day, oh, boy, I've been loading up on them groceries and all that stuff, you know. I said, well, you know, I said, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I said, but if the Lord don't tell me to do something like that, I'm not going to do it. I said, just because Putin's got a war going on over there, God is still God.
Man.
Just because the president has got some dumb policies that I don't agree with and got everything in a mess, God is still God.
Man.
And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, God's given me plenty of land. And I got squirrels. I would not get hungry, Johnny.
Right.
I mean, I go to the Chinese place and get that fish on chicken on a stick, whatever it is. Shoot, I'll gut that thing, stick me a stick right through there, put me some seasoning on there, start me a fire out there, roast that baby, and I'll just eat just like I do at Chinese place. Yes, sir. You know. I went over to Mexico over there telling y'all that. So I went over to Mexico to build. I said, you know, you ain't eat no good Mexican food if you go to Mexico. I said, they got fast food, Mexican food here. I said, but these people over there, man, I said, we crossed the border. I said, the trees are about this tall, man, shortest trees, grown trees I've ever seen in my life. I said, we drove 4.5 hours across the border to get where we was going. I said, and we got us a good shower and, you know, getting up next day, I said, them Mexican ladies, I said, they cooking us some tamales. Yeah. Man, they ain't had no tamales like that. I said, but I told them, I said, you know, I said, it could have been some ground up dogs, man. There was some skinny dogs running around over. I don't know what they cooked, but they cooked it in the ground. I said, it took them, I said, they started at daylight. I said, and they didn't have it done till 12. 12:30, it took them that long to cook those tamales. I said, they cook them in an hour and a half here. They're not real.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Shoot, man. I started to tell a man, I'd like to have about 100 of those to take back to Alabama with me. But you know what? That was God over there. We built a church in one day that they've been believing for in 10 years. They come and bowed down, kneeling at my feet. Thought I was thankful we was of God. I said, get me an interpreter over here. And I couldn't understand what they're saying, man. You know, but they're thinking we're gods. I mean, you make happen one day and they don't give up believing 10 years for somewhere to go worship God in.
Yeah.
Walking through the mud and all that, got sticks. And so I get over there. I said, what are they saying? You're God. You're God. I said, tell them to get up. I said, tell them to rise up. I said, you tell them that I serve the same Jesus that they serve. That Jesus sent me over here. I'm not a God. I'm just like them. And the same God that they know here has sent us over here to answer their prayers. See, no matter where you're at today, God's got plans for you.
Yeah.
God's got plans for your future and the good ones. And not. I mean, we don't have to go about life and just look at the way life has been in our past and what we've had to go through and determine what kind of future we're going to have. Man, we forget those things behind, forget about it, and don't look at other people's lives. I just read it in there with the psalmist David, and I read this way back yonder, and I'll try to close with this. Well, we got a good anointing tonight.
Amen. Yeah.
But I read it way back there. I was reading, I think it's in Proverbs. He went, or it might be in Psalms. Anyways, he went and he looked and saw a vineyard. And he looked at it, and it was grew up, the walls were fell over. It was in ruin. He said, I looked at it. He said, I studied it. I looked at it good and received instruction. And the Lord spoke to me at that time. Because I'm wondering, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means. And then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said, you can look at the lives of people that are in ruin. Don't judge them. He said, and you can become wise. And I did it with Christians and non-Christians. The way they do, the choices they make, and all of that. And not make them. Ones that do make good ones, I try to follow. I try to do like that in pattern. Paul said it. Follow after those who through faith. But I read that today. I read that again today. You know, and I thought, Lord, people's lives are in ruin because they don't take authority. Because they don't believe. You can't do anything unless we are in agreement. How many knows you've got to be in agreement with God's promise?
Amen.
You've got to be in agreement. Amen. You've got to get in agreement with God. You've got to agree with Him.
Right.
And supernatural things happen to people that get in agreement with God.
Amen.
And you know what? When He does prosper, you don't forget Him.
Right.
He saw us when we were nobody.
Right.
He saw us when we were nothing. He saw us when we had shattered dreams. He anointed us. It's He, God, that gives us power, puts us in places. That's what I told Travis today. I said it took me 27 years to get here where we was at, you know, and make good money. 4 or 5 hours, made really, really good money, you know, in 4 or 5 hours. But I told him, I said, it's the Lord. The Lord put us here.
Yeah.
It's not because we're the best door people in the world or in the county or in any county. There's always somebody better than you are.
Yeah.
See, but God. He said, it is me that gives you the power to obtain wealth that I might establish my covenant with you. He wants to have His covenant manifest in our life. He don't want us in our old age broke and weak and sick. None of us. And the young kids, they don't think nothing about it right now, but that's fine. You know, get that word in. Praise God. Hallelujah. I looked at the guy, hired a guy, and he's riding back there trying to see him talking or something. I looked back at him and I said, you know what? I said, I was 27 years old when I got saved. I said, I was 27. I said, I was broke, a broke guy. You know, I had a shattered life. And I looked at him and I said, not no more. I'm not ashamed of where I'm at.
Amen.
Let God, I go to work, believe God, confess the word of God, and you know, just like the Lord put me in my own business, I believe He did it for a reason. Because I've got kingdom to take care of. I've got food to do. I've got things to do. I've got church on Wednesday. I don't do a lot on Wednesday. I have that choice. I have that ability. God did it there. And you know, God told me one time, He said, seek first my kingdom and all these things will be. I didn't understand that. I do today. I understand that I can seek after and do the will of God and seek the kingdom, and He can add to me more than I can work for.
Right.
He causes things to happen and be like, boom, and I'm like, ooh, yeah. Glory to God. Seeking the kingdom is the best thing. And it don't matter if you're a preacher or not. Seek first the kingdom. That's the word, see. It's a lamp to your feet. It'll illuminate where you're at. He said, and it's a light to your path. You'll begin to see ahead. You'll begin to see that your future is brighter than what you thought. You think then. You'll begin to get blessed and don't even ask for it. So don't you dare look at what it looks like or what it sounds like or what it feels like. If you believe God and you dream, hallelujah. You dream and you take God's word and put it on your dreams and say, God, you said you would supply all of my needs according to your riches. And you go after Him. I don't care. I mean, when I backslid, it took me 3 months to get my thinking straightened out. And God told me. After 3 months, I started feeling good again. And all that. And the Lord said, why did you wallow around in that? He said, the minute that you asked me, I wiped the plate clean. He said, you didn't have to think about that no more. He said, you could have picked up and took off right where you left me. He said, I don't make my people go back to grammar school if they're in the 10th. He said, if you repent, he said, it's the mind. He said, the carnal mind is an enemy to me. He said, you just repent. He said, and you move forward like nothing's ever happened, forgetting those things behind. I press toward the mark, praise God. So you just keep marching forward. And I'll probably fast with y'all, son. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying it. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's bow our heads. Father.